आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद हिज बांग्लादेश काउंटरपार्ट शेख हसीना इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। टू कंट्रीज टू साइन अ नंबर ऑफ अग्रीमेंट्स। सेंटर ब्रिंग्स इनटू फोर्स स्ट्रिंजेंट लॉ to curb irregularities in competitive examinations. National Testing Agency postpones joint CSIR-UGC NET examination June 2024 due to unavoidable circumstances and logistic issues. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair 53rd GST Council meeting in New Delhi today. Akashwani News recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. And in cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in Super 8 encounter in T20 Men's World Cup this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Bangladesh counterpart, Sheikh Hasina, in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold wide-ranging talks to give a new momentum to the bilateral ties. India and Bangladesh will also sign a number of agreements on several issues. Ms. Hasina arrived in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. Apart from holding bilateral talks with Mr. Modi, the visiting leader is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar met her yesterday and discussed various bilateral issues. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said Bangladesh Prime Minister's state visit to India underlines our close and abiding ties. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Bangladesh is a key partner and trusted neighbour of India, and PM Hasina's visit will give a major boost to the celebrated bilateral partnership.
The first state visit from the neighbouring countries, we have, both sides have a lot of expectation because the relationship is such, so special and so friendly. All the things that are there in the offing, the discussions, the MOUs, the agreements, all that will be signed. But both sides are committed to deepen this and strengthen this very special partnership that we have with Bangladesh.
The centre has enacted a stringent law that aims to curb malpractices and irregularities in competitive examinations. The law entails provisions for a maximum jail term of 10 years and a fine up to 1 crore rupees for offenders. In a notification published in the Official Gazette, Ministry of Personnel said that provisions of the law came into force yesterday. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Bill 2024 was passed by Lok Sabha on the 6th of February and Rajya Sabha on the 9th of February this year. President Draupadi Murmu gave approval to the bill on the 12th of February, turning it into a law. The Act aims to prevent unfair means in the public examinations conducted by Union Public Service Commission, Staff Selection Commission, National Testing Agency, Railway Recruitment Board and Banking Recruitment Examination Bodies, among others. It has provisions for a minimum of 3 to 5 years of imprisonment to curb cheating, and those involved in organized crimes of cheating will face 5 to 10 years of imprisonment with a minimum fine of 1 crore rupees. Joint CSIR-UGC NET examination June 2024 has been postponed due to unavoidable circumstances as well as logistic issues. In a public notice, National Testing Agency, NTS, said the exam was scheduled to be held between 25th and 27th of this month. The NTS said the revised schedule for the conduct of this examination will be announced later through the official website. For any queries or clarifications, NTA has advised the candidates to call NTA Help Desk at 011-407-59000 or 011-6922-7700 or write to NTA at CSIRNET@nta.ac.in. Prime Minister College of Excellence will be inaugurated ceremonially in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from July the 1st. In a meeting with senior officials on the activities of the Higher Education Department, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that a drone policy will also be made in the state. He directed to ensure better teaching arrangements in view of the increasing employment opportunities in aviation, agriculture, and artificial intelligence, AI. We have more from our correspondent.
Under the National Education Policy, the Madhya Pradesh government has approved the establishment of one Primary College of Excellence in all the districts of the state. Additional posts have been approved in the selected college to establish PM College of Excellence in 25 districts of the state. Necessary budget has also been provided to these colleges. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that Bharatiya Gyan Parampara Kendra, means Center of Traditional Indian Knowledge, will also be established in each PM College of Excellence. Necessary arrangements will be made for this purpose. In order to increase awareness about environmental protection among students in Madhya Pradesh, Vidya One, means educational garden, will be developed in all governmental, non-governmental and aided college. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 53rd GST Council meeting in New Delhi today. GST Council is meeting for the first time after the formation of the new government. The last GST Council meeting was held on the 7th of October last year. During the meeting, the Council took several decisions. The GST Council had recommended amendments in conditions of appointment of President and member of the proposed GST appellate tribunals regarding eligibility and age. The Council had also recommended nil rate for food preparation of millet flour in powder form. The Council had also decided to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5% in relief to cane farmers for faster clearances of dues and to reduce cost of manufacturing cattle feed. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that yoga has become a unifying force, bringing together people across cultures and backgrounds. He said, it is gladdening to see the youth participating in yoga sessions with such zeal and dedication. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, the 10th International Yoga Day was held on a great scale across the world. Mr. Modi thanked everyone for the collective efforts of individuals, communities and organizations for practicing yoga. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to all those working to popularize yoga. He said, these efforts will go a long way in furthering unity and harmony. Mr. Modi also expressed happiness on increase in the number of yoga instructors whose expertise and passion is inspiring others to take up yoga. Akashwani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashwani News's preeminent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication revealed that Akashwani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other prominent media houses in the country. Reacting to this remarkable feat, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal called it a validation of unwavering commitment of Akashwani News to broadcasting the truth under all circumstances.
All India Radio has found number one place in terms of trust in all these countries. So I congratulate all the employees, officers and workers of All India Radio. Also I congratulate the listeners who have reposed such faith in All India Radio. We at Prasar Bharati, we believe in Bharosa Sachka. We say only truth and we broadcast only truth. And I wish all of us will work together to keep that promise.
The 18th edition of Mumbai International Film Festival came to a close at a glittering ceremony in Mumbai last night. More from our correspondent.
The curtains came down on the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival that featured a diverse lineup of 314 films from 59 countries across 61 languages. The prestigious awards ceremony held at the National Center for Performing Arts, Mumbai, saw Indian documentary The Golden Thread, directed by Nishita Jain, clinching the coveted Golden Couch Award. In the special category of India in Amrit Kaal, director Edmund Ranson was conferred with the Best Short Film Award for Life in Loom. Shrimai Singh grabbed the Dadasaheb Phalke Chitranagari Award for the Best Debut Director for her film And Towards Happy Alley. In the national competition category, 6A Akash Ganga won the Silver Couch Award Best Documentary. The Best Short Fiction Silver Couch was grabbed by the film Salt, whereas Nirzira of NID Ahmedabad was conferred with the Silver Couch for Best Animation Film. In international competition category, Zima from Poland won the Silver Couch for Best Animation, and Sour Milk from Estonia grabbed the Silver Couch for the Best Short Fiction Film. Nivedita for AIR News, Mumbai.
In Assam, the famous Ambubachi Mela began today at the Kamakhya Temple. This will conclude on the 26th of this month. Lakhs of devotees have gathered for the Ambubachi Mela. The event celebrates the annual menstruation of the goddess Kamakhya, symbolizing fertility and womanhood. During the festival, the gates of Kamakhya Temple will remain closed. The temple gates will reopen at 9:08 p.m. on the 25th of this month. Assam Tourism Minister Jayanta Malla Barua said that elaborate arrangements have been made for the devotees.
इस बार हम लोगों ने कामाख्या फूडिल से जो मेन रोड है वो रात 8 बजे से बंद कर देंगे 8 बजे तक ही लोग नीचे से ऊपर आ सकेंगे 8 बजे के बाद कोई लोग कामाख्या फूडिल का तरफ से आने आ सकेंगे और बांडू तरफ से जो रास्ता है जो अल्टरनेटिव रास्ता है उस रास्ते से 9 बजे तक आ सकेंगे तीर्थयात्री के लिए हम लोगों ने दो कैंप बनाया है एक कामाख्या स्टेशन में और एक बांडू पोर्ट में ये कैंप में 20 से 25,000 लोगों का रहने का व्यवस्था है
In ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024, India will take on Bangladesh in Super 8's clash this evening at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound in Antigua. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. Akashwani will be broadcasting live commentary of the match. We have more from our correspondent.
The clash in Antigua will not be easy as the lively pitch will help every bowler, be it pacer or spinner. Initially, the pitch will help the quickies and later on as the ball grips onto the pitch, spinners are likely to enjoy the bowling at the venue. However, rain may play a spoil sport. In that case, the ICC rule is very clear. Both teams will get 1 point each. Also, the average first innings total is under 100 at this venue. Captain winning the toss will probably look to chase the target to get an upper hand. However, for Team India, their star opening pair is yet to perform well in the tournament. The wearing conditions and slow outfield in Antigua will definitely pose a challenge for Indian batting lineup. Also, Bangladesh bowling lineup has been their strength throughout the tournament. On the other hand, Indian bowlers will have chance to stop Bangladesh on low total. India might go with two or three spinners in the match. So the clash between India and Bangladesh may be lip-smacking one. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in the Asian Age shows Prime Minister Modi performing yoga during the 10th International Yoga Day yesterday and quotes him as saying the world sees yoga as a powerful agent for global good. Delhi High Court granted interim stay on trial court order giving bail to CM Arvind Kejriwal on ED plea against bail order, reports the Times of India. J&K will have the first assembly election since abrogation of Article 370 and division of the state into two UT. And Haryana, Maharashtra and Jharkhand too gear up for polls, writes the Hindu. And finally, rain brings back smiles in Delhi is the caption of a photograph in Hindustan Times showing a child playing in the rain yesterday that broke the long and intense spell of heat that had engulfed the city. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Sheikh Hasina in New Delhi today. Two countries to sign a number of agreements. Centre brings into force stringent law to curb irregularities in competitive examinations. National Testing Agency postpones joint CSIR UGC NET examination June 2024 due to unavoidable circumstances and logistic issues. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair 53rd GST Council meeting in New Delhi today. Akashwani News recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. And in cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in Super 8 encounter in T20 Men's World Cup this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.